Holmberg's morning sickness.
The old method of treatment for a person in this condition was to throw him in jail.
98.
Our friends, Corey and Chad, the Smash Brothers, are here, along with Spick Flair.
Yes, he
Mark
is
here as well. You're going to grab a mic, too. You've earned it. And, of course, we'd be remiss in not mentioning that last year at this time, you guys popped out here for our Happy Ending show.
Oh, yeah.
And we did that with Ralphie and you guys and Brad Williams, and it was just a great night, time of my life. I had a blast with you. And, of course, the 400-pound comedian in the room is not here. But you guys opened for Ralphie for how long? How long did we do this?
5 years.
5 years. We known him for 15, but we opened for him for 5 and lived with him for 5 years.
You lived with him for 5 years.
Yeah, we lived on the tour bus for 5 years.
Yep, we smelled his fecal matter for 5 years on that tour bus. We deserve an award.
So, in a way,
you're
glad he's gone because you couldn't take that anymore. That's the worst. That's the worst thing.
It had good plumbing, though.
Yeah. Oh my God.
I'm not even kidding. One time he did that in the bus, and we were dying. We're yelling at him. He's like, "This is my house, baby cakes. You don't like it, you titty baby. You get off this bus." So I told the driver, I said, "Pull over. We're in North Dakota." And we didn't stop at a Flying J truck stop, nothing. We pulled the plug and dumped his toilet in the middle of nowhere, and we were making North Dakota Indians cry in the middle of nowhere.
And you can't sue us because we're broken. He's dead. So
yeah. Yeah.
That ship sailed.
How did Ralphie fit into a tour bus bathroom?
His bathroom was actually big.
It was pretty decent.
Yeah, he had a shower. He had everything in there. I mean, he had a California king-size bed. You know, he bought that bus from Dave Matthews. No kidding. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It was a real nice.
So
I think the last time I was in there, a guy was in the bathroom, but he wasn't awake. He had half a Chiba Chew.
Yeah. Well, that's left over from Dave Matthews.
Sitting out a few places.
Was it me?
Player.
I mean, it sounds like it might have been me.
It might have been you.
That was the first time I met you guys. I was on the couch all... That was my first time hanging out with Ralphie.
Yeah. And so Ralphie, October 6th, I guess, is the day he died.
October 6th,
And Mark, you were there, unfortunately. You were the guy who found him.
I was the one that found him.
And it's just shocking news all the way around. But in a way, we all talked about how pissed off we were because it was shocking not that he died, but when he died. So you were just always waiting for this to happen. It was almost like we were all sitting back going, all right, one day one of us is going to wander in there,
absolutely.
You guys especially.
For years, I mean, we'd wake up, and he would still be asleep. He was the hardest guy to wake up.
Oh my God.
Hardest guy in the world. And the only way we could wake him up was put a Starbucks next to his bed and then light a joint and blow weed all over him. And then he'd wake up and go, "Put on Notorious B.I.G., baby, let's party." And then he'd finally get up. That's how we had to do it every single day.
To wake him with the scent of, well, that's proof that there's not really the expiration date is probably creeping up on it.
Yeah, depending on what Ralph you got, he either was happy you were smoking his reefer or he was all pissed off you were smoking his reefer.
No,
I'm like, what are you worried about? You got a whole trash bag full of this stuff. What are you worried about?
All right, now that he's gone.
Yeah.
And you're comedians. Mm-hmm. You were the first to speak at his memorial.
Yep.
Let's tell a story that Ralphie wouldn't have allowed you to tell.
Oh, God.
What do you got?
Go ahead, Chad.
You're going to fight over
it. Oh, we got tons of them.
We have tons.
Which is one that you're like, man, the day this guy goes, I'm talking.
Oh, man, I can't tell. Well, there's this one. We were at his house in Nashville, and we were flying to Detroit, and Ralphie always would make us carry his bags. He's like, "Hey, I'm the millionaire. You carry my bags, baby." We're like, "All right." He's like, "My bag's aching, titty baby. You think you can carry this old car?"
You
got to
stop saying that. You can't say the T word.
Sorry.
It's one of the dumb ones.
Sorry.
It's pretty funny, though.
But Ralphie had a backpack, and it was black, and he named it Whitney Houston because it was black and full of pills. And so... and he named it. If you're going to call in, write to him. He'll reply.
We could say that, though.
And so... his backpack was Whitney Houston. He's like, "Hey, baby, carry Whitney Houston. My back hurts." And my brother's like, "All right." So we get through TSA.
We get on the Southwest Airlines. I put it up above him.
Time out a second. You guys are carrying contraband on to...
Oh, well, listen, we don't know at first. We don't know. We were ignorant. Like, we didn't know what
TT
was in
baby
the
bag.
Whitney Houston... Well, we knew wasn't it was, a clue to you.
Yeah, we knew pills. So we're just like, oh, Percocets and Vicodins and
whatever
big boy
Viagras
needs.
Viagras and whatnot.
Right. Yeah.
So we land. We're in Detroit. We get into the Uber XL.
Right.
And we're going to the hotel, whatever city, Detroit. And then go ahead. He goes, unlock.
He goes, "Hey, corn dog, what you do with that bag, baby cakes?" I said, "Oh, it's right here." He goes, "Man, open that up. I want to show you what you've been carrying around for a couple of days." And I open it up. And there was a quarter pound duct taped up inside this bag. I said, "Ralphie, you had me drug mule a bunch of weed."
Hilarious!
He's like, "Ah, oh, play. What you worried about? They ain't worried about no reefer. They're looking for some dirty Taliban." You know, I said, "Ralphie, I could have went to prison."
He's like, "Hey, I got you lawyers. You be all right, baby."
Yeah.
And we literally carried drugs for him all the way across four states, five states, and we landed in Detroit. I mean, you don't want to go to jail in Detroit.
No.
No. You don't even want to go to Detroit.
Let alone Detroit is jail.
Yeah.
Right? You guys in Detroit?
Man. You can buy a whole street for $100,000. Come on.
But we had your drug mule. See, these are the things we laugh at now, and we probably shouldn't, because it's like you go back and go, ooh.
If you would have, everything was there. Some of that stuff,
But you'd have been just like all the sexual allegations going on now. You knew if you started to get a little bit like, you know, I'm not doing that for you or whatever, you're not going to be opening for Ralphie anymore. So you just did it.
Yeah. No, but, you know, we were friends with him, you know, before he was really rich and famous, you know. So, like, we knew him. We knew him off the stage and on the stage. And the richer he got, he never really changed with us.
No.
You know, you guys know we've all hung out outside of the radio and we've all had dinner together, and he was just the nicest guy. I mean, I'll give you a good story. He did a show for us. He flew from tour, canceled the show, did a show for us at it's called the Dirty Show, the Ontario Improv.
Right.
We agreed on an amount with his manager. At the end of the night, we go to pay him. He goes, "Oh, rip that up." And I said, "No, baby, here's your check." And he goes, "Nope, that's for you." And he ripped up his show check and gave us all the money that he made.
No kidding.
Gave it to me and my brother. No one does that, you know, in this business. I mean, he gave us thousands of dollars that night.
I mean, you guys were dead broke.
We were.
I mean, I had a divorce.
There's a reason why.
And by the way, even more so. Yeah. So code word SMASH for 10 p.m. tickets tomorrow night.
$5
if you can't afford a $5 ticket, then you deserve to live in Buckeye, you loser. Yeah, buy tickets. We're broke. Ralphie's gone.
10pimprov.com. You can go there, and the code word you put in is SMASH.
All capitals.
And it's $5 ticket. I thought it was $5 off.
No, $5
ticket. Wow.
Dude,
that's
a minute.
That's a deal.
You guys, I've teased you about this concert. You're terrible Jews.
We are.
Terrible Jews.
First of all, we got the gig a week ago. If we can't sell out $5 tickets at the Tempe Improv, then we just need to hang it up.
You're done.
And join Carrot Top with props in Vegas.
This is it. No, you're not even allowed to do that. You might be able to usher Carrot Top's show. You're not going on stage ever again.
No, but if you saw us.
Tickets.
I know. If you saw us last year at your guys' Christmas thing and you didn't get enough, I mean, we only got to do 15, 20 minutes. We're going to do an hour and 15.
Nice.
Spick Flair's going to do 20. And then we're going to have some local guy. I don't know. Hopefully he's funny. If not, we're going to fire him. But
probably not.
Yeah, probably not. But we're going to be there. So promo code SMASH. Help us sell this out. I mean, we want a weekend here. I can't believe we can't get a weekend.
We'll get you a weekend. Yeah, but have you guys had a job since Ralphie died?
Yeah, we were in Pittsburgh last weekend, as a matter of fact.
Yeah.
We're just now slowly building back up. You know, we've been.
You got to remember, we had 2 years planned with Ralphie.
Yeah.
You know, and being
it's crazy.
In Vegas. And then when he passed away, it's literally starting over.
Yeah.
You know, because we put all of our eggs in that basket. But that's what happens. Right. I mean, we didn't think he would die at 45.
No. You thought you had at least a couple
years.
You're
figuring 47,
48. Yeah. You had a couple of years.
Come on. You guys know. We had party. I mean, you know, he wasn't in the best of health.
No. Not at all.
And that's what we were saying. You know, last year for us, we're like, man, it can't continue on this because it just seemed like he was really, you know, the stuff where Ralphie going dark happened a lot more often. You wouldn't hear from him for a day or two.
Mm-hmm.
And
even
you're on
us.
The road with him.
I'll be honest with you. I actually feel bad. I feel worse now hearing that you're charging $5 a ticket than I did when I heard Ralphie died.
This is terrible news. Listen,
this is awful for you to do to yourself.
Then listen, don't use promo
There's
code.
Two
buy
of you.
Full price buy tickets. Full price.
I know it's not even a fundraiser that we're doing
for. This is worse. It's just sad. There's two of you. It's $250 a guy per ticket.
Who
even
determined that price?
Okay, let's do it this way then. Say you're rolling hard and you live in Scottsdale. Then don't use code word SMASH. Pay the $15. Then my brother and I could split $750. I mean, come on. Look, get your act together. Your life's already over if you live in Buckeye or Apache Junction or whatever crappy town you live in. Go to the supermarket, panhandle like this homeless guy did. The homeless guy had a better iPhone than we did in front of Starbucks, by the way, today. I mean, it was out of control.
He's got the square, so you can take credit cards and stuff. Now, let's get into you guys a little bit, because you always have – we mentioned you this morning because the word Skyler came up, somebody named Skyler. And now one of the names of 2017 for men this year, two boys' names that became popular were Ember and Cloud.
Wow.
Get out of here.
Talk about getting bullied. If your name is Ember, my name's Ember, and I got red skinny jeans, and my ears are stretched out, and I got a man bun. I'm not going to get beat up.
I guarantee you their favorite cereal is going to be Fruit Loops. Guaranteed.
Exactly.
Guaranteed.
Exactly. Ember.
With soy milk.
Yeah, I always think of that because you opened my eyes when you said you've never met an old man named Skyler.
Or never.
Just never heard my granddad
Grandpa
Skyler.
They never will because, you know, you're dead by 45.
Guaranteed. Yeah, you're dead by 45.
For one reason or another.
Yeah.
Yeah. Either the disease got you or you were beaten to death by somebody.
The crappier your name, the earlier you die.
You're going to get bullied into a grave at 45 if you're called Skyler.
And it's the women's, you know, moms out there, if you name your son Cloud, it's your fault. If he comes home bullied and beat up, you named him Cloud. What do you expect?
Unless he's an Indian.
Yeah. If he's an Indian, he deserves it.
But he doesn't deserve to be beaten up.
No, if he's white, he deserves to get beat up.
That's code word smash for $5
If he's white with freckles and you named him Cloud, he deserves it.
Yeah. If he's Lily White living over here in Arcadia and it's
Cloud. Yeah, because there was a white cloud in the native. Yeah.
His last name better be Thunder Wagon. Because there's the only way somebody named Cloud Johnson ain't going to survive.
No.
Have a giant tomahawk with that stuff.
Yeah, he's got
Cloud Wellington.
Well, if your name's Cloud, you better be selling cocaine.
Yeah, right. It better be a nickname.
Yeah, then it's like, hey, my nickname's DJ Cloud. Oh, great. Hey, can I get a Nayball? Yeah. You know, I mean, then fine. But no.
So what have you guys been doing the last – I mean, you're in Pittsburgh, but I mean, have you been
– We're back to grinding. We've been hitting all the Hollywood clubs and Hollywood. We've been focusing back in Hollywood now that we're back home in L.A. full-time.
And we're working on a new
studio
hour.
Apartment. Did you get AC this summer?
Did you get out of your house?
Oh, no. I got a big girl. I took Ralphie's advice and got with a big girl, a Chinese big girl, and I've been living with her. And,
yeah, believe it or not, Chinese big girl. That's like,
what is that?
She's like a sumo wrestler. Don't worry about it. Quit asking questions.
How did you find her?
I found her on Tinders. I found her on the old Tinders.
The plural Tinder?
Yeah,
that's Hillbilly Tinder.
Ralphie added S's on everything. Just Tinders.
Oh, it's great.
Barbecues. Whatever.
So you got her on Tinders. What's her name?
It doesn't matter.
Yes, it does.
She's listening. Sue Kim. Doesn't matter.
Sue Kim.
No, it's called Free. I live free. That's the.
So you're living with this giant Chinese girl.
Yeah. She's not giant. She's only pushing about 260. No big
deal. That's a big Chinese girl.
She could probably play defensive line for the Cardinals.
She could probably sit outside of a P.F. Chang's and confuse people thinking she's the statue.
Oh, she can cook. Chad invites us all over. Isn't that right, Spick Black? We go over there, and this girl can cook like real egg rolls.
Hey, who has pork belly on deck at any time? She has pork belly that she can just make sandwiches. Yeah.
There's ducks
in the window.
And what is her benefit dating you?
The D.
The hose.
Yeah.
Just constant hose. And she wasn't getting that and had no chance to do it anymore.
No.
Yeah, there's got to be some guilt involved somehow.
She likes it rough. You know, I can't even really get into it
probably
now.
Green card.
I have allegations. I can't really get into it.
Yeah. Believe me, this girl can cook, though. I'm amazed. Yeah.
Does she have a sister? Why don't you set up?
I don't know. She has a brother for Spick Flair. You can do that.
Yeah, his name's Cloud.
Cloud. I keep confusing her with, as her brother, though. But, you know, that's what happens when you got chubby cheeks. And
I go over there. My brother's getting a pedicure. He's getting a pedicure. And they're having, fondue.
His clothes, laundering.
Oh, look at him. Look how good he looks.
I didn't pay for any of these clothes.
He smells like garlic.
Look at these brand new shoes. I didn't pay for them.
Wait, you both are down a lot of weight.
Yeah. We saw you probably 40 plus.
Yeah.
Actually, to be straight honest, we are trying to get healthy. And we had a wake-up call once our brother passed away. And it's like we had a big
wake-up 40.
Call.
Yeah. You got to remember, we've been living with him, and we ate everything he ate for the last 5 years, drank. We've done everything with Ralphie for 5 years. So it really shook us up having him pass away at 45. He was born in 72, man.
Yeah.
You're not supposed to die at 45.
No, we're the exact same age.
And I know he was a big boy, but we honestly did not believe he would die.
So did you replace Ralphie with this giant Chinese woman?
Yes, I did.
Is there some sort of a weird kind of you get a new dog that looks like your old dog?
Her name is Ralphie. Yeah.
Well, they both have soft hands, Ralphie and this girl. And
sometimes you can't understand them.
That's right. You can't understand them.
We call her Rari Ray, actually. That's what we actually call her, Rari Ray.
So, it's kind of like when you had a Weimaraner, you get a new Weimaraner. You name it a little something different, but it's the same thing. You just imagine the old one.
Listen,
try to teach it the same tricks and stuff.
Listen, I got to move on. You know, Ralphie, he's gone. Now I got to go find someone else to mooch off of for 5 years.
Right.
You know
what I mean? He would want that.
Ralphie would have wanted.
I know it. Yeah.
Absolutely.
You know him.
Now, you're not. You're no longer in your nightmare, are you?
No, I'm still going through, when you're going through a divorce kind of thing. Yeah, California takes forever. Not out here. You guys get divorced, they throw you out of your trailer, and you guys are divorced.
It's done.
In California, it's like, oh, you got a little bit of money? Okay, we're going to fight it out
until nobody has
money.
It's a disaster.
He keeps it. The lawyers keep it. That's how it works out.
Unbelievable.
That's another reason why I'm skinny. I just worry all the time. Worry.
That's why. And he wonder why he has a full beard. He just doesn't shave. He can't afford razors. Just let it go.
I know.
Cheers to a great day and this ice-cold Corona.
You know what would make this day even better? My grandma's carne asada.
Throw in some music.
We can watch the game. Or we could keep it simple.
Corona. La vida más fina. Get your Corona at ordercorona.com. Relax responsibly. Corona Extra Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Ralphie used to get so mad at his Duck Dynasty beard. He's like, you hipster, you just make fun of him every day.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm like, look, I'm incognito.
Yeah, because she can't find you this way. Yeah, exactly. There's no way
she can't serve me if I'm hiding.
What is she trying not to? Why wouldn't she sign papers immediately? You're making $250 a night.
Yeah, tell me about it. Speaking of that, code word smash.
Code word smash. And if you really love us, buy full price tickets. Buy a ticket. If you're not even going to come in, just buy a ticket.
It's the holidays.
It's our make-a-wish.
And money for merch, too, because we are selling merch this time.
Oh, there'll be merchandise,
right? Yeah, we're selling merchandise. We have plenty of Ralphie Make t-shirts for sale. Those are half price.
They're all signed.
Are you selling all those?
Nah.
That would be gold, though, wouldn't it?
Someone else talked about it. I told the boys, I go, man, Ralphie passed away this morning. I go, start up the tour bus. We're going on tour. I'll wear his orange jacket. We're going to walk right into the Tempe Improv.
I have his Comedy Works sweater. It's a 5X. It fits like a Snuggie. I could just fit
in it. A big blanket?
It's a huge blanket. It's a big old poncho, pretty much.
It's beautiful. You could sleep inside of it, just like he does that Chinese girl. It reminds him of Ralphie.
Pretty much. Perfect.
I love you, Sue Kim.
Is she with you?
No.
She doesn't travel with you?
No, why would I? I'm going to cheat on her tonight. I left her in Chinatown in downtown L.A. Code word smash. Buy a ticket.
Is it your first Chinese girl?
Yeah.
Yeah, what's the difference?
I've been pretty master race my whole time, but then... My first.
You felt like giving.
Yeah, I felt like giving back.
Yeah, but Chad's pretty much like a NATO meeting. Now it doesn't matter.
Now it's everything.
International waters are safe.
Yeah. This guy, it doesn't matter. He's even going for pistachio nut. You know what I mean? This guy is dipping into all flavors at all times. I'm always amazed. Sometimes I come over. That's why I don't learn their names.
Yeah.
Except for Sue Kim, because, you know, she gives
she
good
can
pedigree.
Cook.
No, I just call
she
him baby.
Gives good pedigree.
You just call him baby. Just call them all baby, because if you mess up their name, it's over, and then you got to sleep in your car.
You got a nice setup, though.
I do.
Your car, you know that well enough that's not such
a bad deal. And she works at a bank.
Wow.
Yeah, she works at a bank.
She's responsible?
Yeah, she's responsible. Gives me an allowance.
Oh, right.
I know.
Well, this guy pulled out a gift card at Starbucks this morning. He goes, hey, it's on Sue Kim. Drink your bread lattes for everybody.
Look, baby. Who's lying?
How much do you have in your wallet?
Look.
Man. Like, that's the most I've ever seen you have.
$200 and $201.
You didn't need to bring the one up.
Well, that's the one you earned.
Yeah, that's how much I'm going to earn when you use promo code SMASH tonight.
It's TempeImprov.com. The Smash Brothers are here tonight. Promo code SMASH.
Tomorrow night.
Sorry, I keep thinking today's Friday. I don't know what's going on. Yeah, it's so that's a beautiful thing. And this guy says, I bought tickets, but I'm not going to be able to go. I just want to help out.
Yeah. All right, well, that's nice. Hey, buy two more for being cheap.
We need gas for the ride home.
That's a beautiful thing. Now, do you guys worry at all that you were part of so much weird stuff with all this allegations and all the things that are floating around everybody? Did you ever use – I've never used a move where you just pull your wiener out, and I bet you guys have. The Matt Lauer, the Charlie Rose, where you just show them your wiener before you even have any confirmation it's a go.
My early 20s, that was my move.
Well, here's
that was your move?
Oh, absolutely.
That's too much confidence in your
stuff.
Hey, well, you know, when you're Spick Flair, you know what I mean?
You've got something to show off. I would always think.
He doesn't. It's called foreskin. But
he doesn't.
We can say that.
He doesn't. You guys have seen it.
The thing we've been talking about is like people asking for permission. It's like, hey, do you mind? You know, I'm going to pull this thing out and take care of business. It's like, at least he threw out like a disclaimer. The other guys are just.
Just showing up with it out.
Yeah, just showing up like, hey, man, it's 74 today.
Like Lucy, giving weather reports.
Yeah, giving weather reports.
It's a barometric meter.
You can really hang low on a day like this.
Yeah. So like Louis C.K., though, comedy idol. This is like the, you know.
We're not surprised, and we don't know him, but I'm just telling you what we've seen in green rooms with famous people, famous comedians. That's nothing.
Out somebody.
No.
Come on.
No, because they're going to
You guys
us.
Are going nowhere.
I know, right?
You're selling $5 tickets. Give me somebody. Give me some. Get your name in the paper.
Nah.
This is. You guys need a PR agent like me.
Nah, we could talk about Ralphie's wiener. It looked like a
bird's nest with a quail egg.
Yeah. Like a little shiitake mushroom just hiding in there, getting warm.
We could say that because he ain't here.
We used to tell him all the time, like, man, baby cakes, let's go to Walmart and get you a shaver. We'll trim you down. If you and I used to tell him, I'm like, Ravi, if you trim that thing down, you trim the bushes around the porch, it makes that rope swing look a little bit bigger on the porch.
A little bit more fun to ride.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it.
He didn't believe in that.
You guys don't want to out anybody right here on the show? Just say, this comedian is the worst person ever.
We're already selling $5 tickets. No. Next thing you know, we'll be at the Chuckle Hut.
No, next thing you know, you'll be on TMZ and people will know the Smash Brothers name and you'll be selling $20.
We've already been on TMZ.
Yeah, but for the right
reason.
Yeah, I saw that.
And it's his in Colorado with Ralphie.
Yeah. You weren't on TMZ. We were the one escorting him out.
You guys. And I'm the one that told him, I go, hey, player, you need to, I told him, I went on stage and said, get off the stage. TMZ is here. He's like, hey, TMZ ain't in Colorado. I go, baby, they're here. And there's like 17 of them. And we came out.
Now, what was the truth on that? Now, to people who don't remember, Ralphie lost it on stage, blamed the sound, said it was Robitussin.
Yeah.
It wasn't, was it?
No, he smoked some reefer.
Yeah.
Him and my brother.
And the high air.
And we were high altitude. I don't smoke.
Right.
The sound was messed up because it was messed up for us.
And there was monitors. There shouldn't be monitors for stand-up comedy with the voice coming back. We don't need to hear ourselves.
Right.
And so he was in the middle, and you guys know there was feedback, you know, but I think the mixture of medical marijuana and not sleeping, because we don't sleep good on tour. Ever.
Right.
He does because he's rich, but we sleep in bunk beds. But anyway, the sound was messed up. The crowd started heckling. And then the crowd started fighting amongst each other, and then all hell broke loose. Literally all hell broke loose. Like, cops were there. They surrounded the place. They escorted us all the way to Nevada.
Mesquite.
No kidding.
They rode behind us in front of us, cop cars, because they were worried about something.
And Ralphie's like, is that cop behind us, baby? I go, yeah, he's right there. He's like, I'll light up another one. Everyone blow it out the window. Blow it out the window. Let that cop know there's good reefer on this bus.
Now, in truth, do you guys think he had a death wish? Do you think some of this had to do with all the stress that was going on with his divorce? I mean, we've talked about this.
That was out of your hands.
That it was one of those things that he was trying to just check out.
Well, listen, when you have children and you're going through a marital breakup, it's tough.
It's horrible.
You know, I have a daughter, and I'm not going to lie to you. I've laid in bed and cried at night. It's horrible going through.
Well, you're thinking about your act.
Just not thinking about my act. Thinking about $5 tickets at the
Code Word Smash.
That's what I've been crying about. But no, it's tough. I don't care, male or female, rich or broke.
Brutal.
Like, divorce is by far the worst thing. Like, losing your job's one thing, going bankrupt, but losing your family is horrible.
And he had two kids, you know. Ralph had two kids that he loved a lot. Ralph was a good dad.
Oh, yeah.
You know? And don't ever believe everything you see on stage, you know.
Yeah.
He was a good dad. His heart was bigger than him.
Huge. Yeah.
But that was the frustrating part a little bit, but because he's a great dad, but trying to let him know or to understand that, you got to understand on the other side of it, as much as you want to be a great dad, you're on the road. Your lifestyle is not
conducive. Like,
you can't prove someone in court that you're a good dad.
Because, you know, and we're all gone. That's why I'm divorced. You know, we're gone. We were gone for minimum 48, 50 days at a time. And it's hard to be a dad and still talk to your wife and girlfriend. We're on different time zones. We're up at different times. We're up early with radio. Then we go to sleep for 3 hours. Then we have a show. And so anyway.
It's a brutal life.
It is.
It's a brutal life.
And, you know, if there's comedians listening, it's not everything they think it is. There's more work than it is us just having fun. And we do have fun because we're all together.
Absolutely.
But we have a lot of work. And I think it wore them down, man.
Yeah, you forfeit your entire life.
We've missed weddings, anniversaries, graduations,
holidays. And, you know, Ralphie worked hard. We were counting. In 5 years, I think we did 1,800 shows.
Holy cow.
Something like that, because Ralphie would do 300 to 400 a year.
And 2 weeks previous,
easily,
he got comedian of
he was with
the year.
Spick Flair was with him. He got comedian of the year the night before.
Oh, yeah, the night before.
Yeah, the night before.
Gabe Lopez went to go pick up the award for him. And he was in bed. You know, he couldn't. That's when he was still kind of healing.
Yeah,
you know, from his.
And you were the first. You went to pick him up that morning.
He
slept at the house.
Yeah, no, I was there from Wednesday through the weekend, pretty much. I was supposed to fly with him to Nashville that weekend, and then that Thursday was the last. Yeah, I flew in Thursday morning. You know, he seemed in good spirits. Everything was cool. Looked like he was back, and then it was one of those things where it just kind of creeped in, and the next thing you know, it's like, you know, Friday morning, here we are.
It's over.
It's just like that, and that was the crazy. Tragic part for us.
Yeah, I always thought that, and we've talked about it off, you know, on the phone and stuff. It's just like the broken heart part is brutal. I disagree, though. Divorce can be the greatest thing in ever.
For me, it was. Yeah. I didn't have to lie no more. And I could just wake up with strangers. So I appreciate it. My ex-wife's pregnant right now, and I hope that kid comes out healthy. But if not, that's on you. That's on y'all. Code Word Smash, get you a ticket.
Yeah, get you a ticket. Get some more of this.
Get some more.
Yeah,
get some.
Tempe Improv, 10 p.m.
And we're going to tell Ralphie stories, a couple of them. I know that was messed up. Over and dying over here.
But listen, we're going to tell stories we can't say on the air tomorrow night. So listen, get your life together.
Hit the coin star.
And come on down to the Tempe Improv.
You got 24 hours.
You got 24 hours to scrounge $5.
$5. I mean, come on.
That's
ridiculous. Yeah. I know. And listen, the next time we come, the tickets are $35. We're helping you out.
Yeah, exactly. You can see, it's like seeing a big band before they hit the stadium.
Right now, we're Candlebox. When we come back, it's Metallica, baby. So,
oh, man. Well, I want my money back already. Candlebox. Nobody wants to see that anymore.
Yeah, I know.
So let's get you guys sold out. Let's do this because you have to quit comedy if you can't sell out one show.
I told Chad, if we cannot sell out tomorrow night at $5 tickets, 300 tickets, $5, come on.
And you guys are ridiculous. The timing's insane. We had such a good time last year at the
It was amazing.
It was so much fun.
We wish we were on this year's, but you hired Gary Cannon, and he blows. We encourage everyone, when Gary Cannon comes out, just boo him.
You hear that,
everybody?
Love it. When Gary Cannon comes on stage, we're not kidding you. We want the whole celebrity. Is it at the Celebrity
Theater? Yeah, it's at Celebrity
Theater. We want you guys to boo Gary Cannon.
And start chanting, Smash Brothers, Smash Brothers, Smash Brothers.
Of course, Go to a smash.
We could really make a Madden start chaining Spick Flair. Yeah, just really, like, oh, yeah. That would be even better.
Oh, woo! Yeah.
Now, Mark, what happens if the Smash Brothers die? You got to quit
comedy.
Well,
there's the Sklar Brothers.
You're the Sklar Brothers.
There's the Lucas Brothers.
Then he's back working at the Quarter Arcade at the Dolt Arcade, mopping up.
There's Fluffy. I mean, there's another fat guy I could reach on to. I mean, you know.
Because it's got to be tough, though, that if you're the only one left. You're the Mexican guy, and all the white guys died around you. You're a suspect.
No, of course. Well, see, Rafi saw the potential in me. He was like, well, wait a minute. Why am I could have my own Mexican. So that's why I was slowly working my way up. And then that happens. So now I'm back over here with the Smash Brothers at the Tempe Improv tomorrow night. Code Word Smash.
Yeah, beautiful. Someday Code Word Spick Flair.
One day.
That's what we're shooting for,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, hopefully next year. And then they could open for me finally.
That's a beautiful. Oh, my God. Would you guys kill yourselves?
Come on. You don't have the champions open up for the last place Bad News Bears.
Well, the reason he got Spick Flair to work for him, because he only has to pay him a quarter of what he paid us.
Yeah.
And he pays him in Gatorades. You know what I mean?
Gatorades. Yeah. That and I get a bed. And like now, this whole weekend.
Oh, I know.
And leaves on Tinder.
By the way.
We stayed at the best inn and suites over by the airport. And if they're listening, your place sucks, just so you know.
You can't do that. You're not endearing yourself to a community.
I'm paying. They're
we
customers.
Slept with the lights on. We turned off the lights, and roaches came out and were jump roping in the middle of the living room. I am not exaggerating.
You know how you stop that? Charge more than $5 a ticket. You can stay in a decent
place. All right, don't use promo code SMASH. Pay full price.
Full price.
What is this promo code nonsense?
Tickets are only $15.
Ridiculous.
I know. Help us out. I mean, how many are you guys buying? 50 each?
Yeah, I've already got 100 in.
Yeah, great.
It's a $500 deal. I can buy the room.
Hey, that was the bill last time we partied with you when we racked it up. You know about
that. That bone marrow was so good.
No, you know what else I know about that? Is I was halfing on that.
Hey, Ralphie whispered to us. He goes, hey, he's paying. He's all ordered up.
Ordered up. Yeah,
he's
killed me.
He's all, let's stick him with a big bill. Order doubles, y'all.
It wasn't that bad. But what was worse was my friends stayed, and they were just coming by to hang out with you for a second. And the next thing you know, I knew Ralphie knew I was going to pay, because at the end he goes, why don't your friends just come out? Sit out here. Sit out. Everybody get something. Get yourself something.
I remember.
Like, you mother. I know what you're doing. And Brad turns to me at that point, and Brad Williams and I, we'd been going back and forth, and he just goes, hey, man, I just want to say thanks for a great night. And I'm like, no, something's going on here. You're not this nice right now.
Ralphie's doing group text. He's like, everyone order up and throw your drinks on the ground.
Right.
Yeah, Ralphie whispered behind me and Chad. He'd be like, go ahead and order up, Spick Flair. Yeah. Who cares? Yeah, get more napkins if you have to. Here, take the silverware, too. Here.
We'll put on merch. Yeah, it was fine. But it was worth it. It was so much fun.
It
was great. So we're back at it this tomorrow night, the 10 o'clock show, Smash Brothers, TempeImprov.com. Leave us with words of wisdom, Corey and Chad. Help us out with something.
Well, listen.
Fix the world.
Hey, well, here's the deal. Life is short. One thing we did learn about Ralphie May, Thanksgiving was recent. You had all these family members over at your house, or you were over there, and you hate a third of them. That's
right.
Fine. Give them a hug. Life is short. It is beyond short. Like, that was the one thing that we took away from Ralphie passing away, is like, we talk to him all the time, regardless of what's going on in our personal lives, and we had true friendship and love for each other, brotherly love, and it's just one of those things where life is short and you got to love each other.
There you go.
Because beautiful. That came around so fast. You don't really – there was no closure.
None
for us. We literally talked to him 2 days before, talked to him the night before, and then we literally found out Craig Gass was in town, and he's the one that called us. And then TMZ started blowing us up, and we're like, what's going on?
We literally
Craig Gass was here with us.
He does.
And he's the one that –
because I told
that called
him.
Me. Yeah. Then he called me.
I told
me.
Him, standing right next to him in this room.
And then he woke me up, and he goes, hey, man, tell me this isn't true. And I woke up, and I called Ralphie, and he's not answering. I called him. He's not answering. And
we
then
drove
I knew.
To Las Vegas, and where Ralphie was. We drove out there and actually did the Dirty Show that night, and which was the toughest thing we've ever
Harris?
Do. At
South Point. And we did the show for Ralphie, and it was the hardest because, you know, they just took his body away hours before.
Wow.
And life's short. And if you don't like what you're doing, you know, change your job. We learned a lot, man. Do whatever you're going to do.
What makes you happy?
Love what you do. I've always said that. Love what you do, and all the rest will fall in
Thanks
line.
For supporting Absolutely. Us, guys. We appreciate Absolutely. You. Arizona, come on out. $15
tickets. Help us sell it out. $15. Buy the tickets. Hey, if you're rich and live in Scottsdale, you don't need a promo code. All right?
It's $15
broke,
tickets.
It's buy,
if you live in Apache Junction, $5 tickets, Smash Bros.
If you live in Buckeye, don't even come. You're a loser. But everybody else, you can come. We broke down one time in Buckeye. I told Chad, when we pulled over, I was like, Chad, this is the worst town that we've ever seen in our entire lives.
It looked like The Walking Dead. I'm not even kidding.
Yeah. It was horrible.
But we bought good weed.
That's hilarious. Yeah, somebody's trying to get me to buy the room and just fill it with like five or six people.
Hey, whatever it takes. Hey, as long as
it's
we get our
the
bonus.
Money, you don't care. There's the there's being a good Jew right there.
Yeah,
that's what I'm talking about.
As long as we get
about.
A bonus.
This is all I care about.
Hey, then close the room. We'll just party for Ralphie. We'll have lemon drops. Remember,
there
he liked those
oh,
little
girls. Oh, yeah,
there
it is.
Little girl drinks.
I'll take a
cheap
at you again, so then we can reenact the whole night.
Yeah, you'll be out on your ass. Beautiful. Smash Brothers, thank you guys for coming.
Thanks
in.
For having
appreciate
us, guys.
It. Tomorrow night, Tempe Improv, tempeimprov.com, code word SMASH. Get yourself in there for nothing. It's 98 KUPD.
Arizona's most powerful rock radio station.
A giant of limitless power.
Limitless power. KUPD.